Die Menseregte Kommissie maak sy stem dik oor onlangse voorvalle van politieke geweld. Volgens die kommissie se uitvoerende hoof, Tsediso Dipanyani, is landsburgers, politieke partye en die regering se verantwoordelikheid om die reg tot politieke vryheid te beskerm en te onderhou. Hy het met Marlenae Forsie gepraat.
Our broader mandate includes, you know, working very hard to ensure that we do have a culture of human rights in our country. Linked to that, of course, is the right of every South African to engage citizen, to engage in politics, to be able to make political choices, to form political parties, and to participate actively in political activities. And this can only happen effectively in an environment where there is no violence and where there is no intimidation.
Volgens Dipanyane ondermyn politieke geweld hierdie reg en verhoed die groei van 'n verdraagsame gemeenskap wat waarde heg aan menseregte. Verskeie rolspelers moet volgens hom verantwoordelik gehou word en dit begin by landsburgers.
We have the right to see things differently politically and to support different political parties and to even wear different political colors without being subjected to violence or intimidation or inappropriate hostility. So basically, we require an attitude change, we require a cultural change.
Verder moet politieke partye, volgens hom, hulle lede opvoed teen politieke geweld.
And take a very firm and hard position against those who want to introduce an alien culture to our political environment of violence. So the ANC in this particular case, you know, should come out much more strongly to condemn this type of behavior and even deal quite severely with, you know, its members and supporters.
Tardens sê hy wetstoepassers soos die polisie moet strenger optree teen politieke geweld.
To be throwing chairs and assaulting people is a crime. And the law enforcement officials must deal with these matters.
Volgens hom gaan die kommissie van nou af meer betrokke wees om politieke geweld hok te slaan.
The Human Rights Commission is definitely going to be much more actively involved because, you know, we have a mandate to promote and protect human rights. And political rights are part of the Bill of Rights. And we've not been doing this very well in the past, but we'll certainly be more engaging around issues of political freedom and political rights.